Hello friends, my name is Anaya. Today I am going to tell you a story of the way you look at it. It is about the same things which appears differently depending on the way you look at it. And today I tell you a story about that. During a monsoon season, it rained and rained in Madgaon, a little village by a mighty river. It rained so hard that the river swelled up. Huge whales lashed against the river banks and carried away trees, houses, and big chunks of earth. The villagers were really scared and prayed hard for the rains to stop. When finally the skies cleared, one by one people emerged from their homes. One of them was Chiku. He walked down the riverside. There, he saw something that made him rub his eyes in disbelief. Why? A huge black rock had appeared there out of nowhere. And what was more, the rock looked exactly like the head of Ganesha, the god with the elephant head. Chiku immediately prostrated himself in front of the rock. Ganesha not only heard our prayers and made the rains go away, he has come himself to protect us. Chiku shouted to no one particular, "I must tell everyone about this." He yelled and ran back to the village to shape the news. Next came Tiku, a sculptor. He had spent so many days cooped up in his house, waiting for the rains to stop. Now he was glad to be out in the open and was thinking of his next piece of work. Suddenly, he caught sight of the new rock by the river. It was just the right color, worn smooth and edged with river water. It was perfect for his skin he wanted to carve. Giving a whoop of joy, he ran home to collect his carving tools. Just as he turned the corner, a merchant came on his horse. The animal was thirsty, and he stopped there for it to have a drink of water from the river. He too spotted the stone. "What a big stone," he remarked. "And it is nice and smooth and flat. Let me sit for a while on it and rest." After enjoying a nice rest on the rock, the merchant decided he would tell his friends about it. They were traveling together, and all of them would be thrilled to be able to sit for some time by the riverside. He went off to find his friends. Just then, Niku, a soldier, came on his horse. He got down and washed his face. While his horse was drinking water, he was looking around the same stone caught in action. He was surprised and said to himself, "What a huge stone on the riverbed. Maybe I should get it removed so that in an emergency it shouldn't be a hindrance on the road. Our army can march better if such obstacles are not there. I must inform my commander. Thinking so, he rushed back to his camp to talk to his commander. Later in the day, Bholu, a village washerman, appeared by the river with his big bundle of clothes. To his astonishment, he found a crowd right around his favorite washing spot. They were all arguing over a rock. Pushing his way into the crowd, Bholu spoke in a loud voice, "Hey, what do you think you all are doing?" Chiku now burst out. "This rock is the sign of Lord Ganesha. I want to worship it." Tiku raised his voice even louder and said, Now, this rock is going to be used for my next sculpture." The merchant shouted, "I have invited all my friends to sit on it. It's ours." Niku was giving orders to his soldiers to remove the stone. Bholu now grinned and said, "But this rock has been here for years and years. Earlier, half of it was submerged in the mud. Now, with the rains, the mud has gone washed off, and you are seeing more of it. The washermen of Madgao have been using this rock to do our washing for many, many years. There's nothing miraculous about it. Now off with all of you. I have work to do." Saying so, Bholu emptied his bundle of clothes and set to work. What could the others do? They had to go away grumbling quietly to themselves. The end.